B-Pod Studios.
Mike Missanelli, 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missanelli show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly with Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to
Good afternoon, everybody. It is Football Friday on the Mike Missanelli Show. The moment has, well, really, the moment has arrived, but it's the closest moment we're going to get here to talk about the moment, which arrives on Sunday afternoon, Eagles-Saints. It is the Mike Missanelli Show. We broadcast from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. I wore this visor last week. It brought a little luck, so I'm coming back with it. Never break any kind of routine and superstition. You wear the same underwear sometimes when you're successful in whatever you're doing. And I'm wearing the same hat today on a Friday, the same Doug Peterson visor. So it is now time to really, the speculation of the week, like the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday shows, it's all about speculation. Now it's the time to focus. It's really a time to look at whether this Eagles team is going to be good enough to beat the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans. It's a tough task. But I've been thinking about this game all week, and everybody I talk to about it, I go, they have a chance to win this game. I'm watching this team. It was almost like last year. I remember when they beat the Carolina Panthers, and I really wasn't sure what they were. When they beat the Carolina Panthers last year, I said, hey, that's a good team. That is a good team. And I've got the same feeling right now. They're a good team. It doesn't make sense that they're a good team. They're plugging in this guy here, that guy there, and getting guys back from injury and asking them to play at a high level. They're asking older veterans to pick up a level that maybe they didn't have this year and take it to a new level. It's all happening in front of me. And they have a magic quarterback who's yet to make any kind of mistake. Well, he made a couple mistakes last week, but it didn't hurt him. The mistakes he makes doesn't hurt. For some reason. So he's got that kind of magic going for him. So sit here and tell me how they can't win this game. I can't tell you X and O how they're going to win the game, except things that they're going to have to do to win the game. They're probably not going to have to turn the ball over. They're probably going to have to get Breeze to turn the ball over, get a short field or two to score some points in this game. They're not a great scoring offense, and they're going to have to score about 30 points in this game, and they're going to have to be helped by something, and maybe it's a turnover or two. The one thing, and I've been reading up on the matchups here, and we haven't discussed where the Saints might be vulnerable. And where the Saints are vulnerable, and I didn't even realize this until I looked up these statistics. Downfield passes they struggle against. Now, we're talking about Eli Apple yesterday. He has been singed a lot down the field. And Lattimore's a good player, but he's also been singed. New Orleans ranked last in the NFL in defending deep passes. Now, the Eagles against the Bears really didn't go for the deep pass. They went for a medium range pass to move the ball down the field that way. This is a game where they might have to go for chunks. If New Orleans can't defend the deep pass, then you got to get, like, Aguilar's got to be a key player in this game. Aguilar's a guy usually will catch those deep balls. He's got to be a monster player in this game. The rest of the guys are more short pattern type of receivers. Obviously, you're going to have to get the ball to Jeffrey because he can beat anybody in a 50-50 ball who's going to try to cover him. And the tight ends, and they're real good, we discussed yesterday, in 12 personnel when they have two tight ends on the field to create those kind of matchups for the Saints. But it was an eye-popping statistic that the Saints struggle against downfield passes. The Saints allowed 14.56 yards per reception to outside receivers during the regular season. Now you go, well, the Eagles don't have any outside receivers. And to an extent, that's right. But somehow they've been able to get Aguilar going deep from where he lines up. and go, and sometimes whole lineup on the outside. Jeffrey's right, not a deep ball guy, but he can get down there. They're going to have to get these outside guys, since the Saints are susceptible to that, get them down the field. They allowed 2,460 yards and 14.56 yards per reception to outside receivers during the regular season. That was last in the NFL in both categories. Outside receivers caught 65.8% of their targets against the Saints. That ranked the Saints 27th in the NFL. That's terrible. Now, the Saints have improved on defense, but I look at those statistics. If I'm an offensive coordinator, I got to attack what they don't do. And apparently what they don't do is cover the outside receiver. Now, this plays into the people who want the balance to happen. They tried to get balance last week. It didn't happen against the Bears. I don't think it's going to happen again against the Saints. The Saints are the second best defense against the rush. So to expect the Eagles are going to just suddenly pop open some holes and run the ball, I don't think they're going to be able to do that. What they're going to have to do, though, is try to run it. Like, if you can try 15 runs and let Foles pass the rest of the time, you still can win. They proved that last week against the Bears. They're going to have to prove that now with big chunk plays against the Saints, because those big chunk plays are going to make them score more points and make them maybe score more easily. So, I don't know how people are feeling. I would love to know how people are feeling on this Friday. I think the Eagles are every bit in this game. I'll make my prediction at the end of this, but I think they have a real good chance to win the game. Tyrone, your thoughts?
You know, with those stats you just gave me, that puts me in a place where I'm mostly comfortable, but I'm a little bit afraid. When it comes down to, based on what you just laid out, this becomes a Foles versus Breeze game. Because obviously if they're vulnerable, Foles has to make those throws down the field.
Yes, he does.
He has to be a little bit tighter than he's been. You mentioned that none of the mistakes so far has turned the ball over in every game. He's had, what, two last game? He had two against the Texans. Mm-hmm. He can't turn the ball over, but he has to do what he did to Brady. He has to match Breeze throw for throw in this game for them to win, because I don't think the Eagles can hold them to 15 points the way they held the Bears to 15 points. I think they're going to have to score a little bit more. And it sounds like with the stat you gave that it's possible. So Foles, you know, the Foles magic's in the air. Can he do it one more time? And this is where I want to hear from the Folesian Society. I'm on their side tonight, today. I'm on their side. Do they really believe that their guy can do to another Hall of Famer what he did to Brady? Because that's what it sounds to me like it's going to have to be. They can't hand the ball off and play good defense to win this. He's going to have to make plays in this game. And I actually believe, me, of all people, I actually believe he can do it.
But you're a little skeptical.
I'm a little bit
skeptical. You were skeptical last week against the Bears.
Yeah, and he made a couple of mistakes. To me, they didn't win that game because of Foles. I know about the last drive, but overall, mm-hmm. that was a great team effort. I think this one might be on the arm of Nick Foles. This one, I think it has to be. And I feel better about his performance this week than I did last week.
See, I was skeptical about the Bears game as well last week. I revealed that at the very end of the show that I wasn't feeling that great about it. And then I witnessed again that this team is pretty good, and I've been shortchanging them. So I'm actually less skeptical about this game than I was about the Bears.
I am too.
I am, because you learn every week about the potential of this team and the way they play together and their attitude and their confidence and the way they're being coached right now. And all those things are at the top. So I'd be an idiot to say that they're out of this game and they're not going to win it. I actually think they're going to win the game.
I feel really good about it.
And if they win the game, then you can see the Super Bowl. Like, you can look at the horizon and you can see the Lombardi Trophy, because then it'd have to be two teams that I think they can handle. Natalie, you're smiling over there. Look at you.
I'm ready.
You're ready to go.
Let's get to Sunday.
I can't wait to get to Sunday. In the meantime, we'll take your calls en route to Sunday. 610-632-0975 is how you get in. We'll talk about it. We'll sprinkle in a couple other topics as well, including whether the Phillies are going to sign somebody. The Phillies just did what it pulled a Larry Brown. Remember Larry Brown years ago? He hired the father of Danny Manning.
Yep.
In order to get the kid.
Calipari did it too with DeJuan Wagner, hired his pop to get DeJuan to go to Memphis.
So the Phillies just hired the infield coach who mentored Manny Machado in the Baltimore Orioles system. I get it. It's nice. Put the money on the table, right? What are we, in high school? You're going to hire your infield coach that you like. It's going to bring you to the Phillies. This put the money down.
You know this is happening. A little extra on top of the money. This is like that extra 50 cents.
That's right. You know what's going to happen, Mike?
What?
They're going to get both.
They're going to get both?
They're going to get both.
Well, I'll tell you, both of these guys are in a really interesting spot because I don't believe they're going to get both. And now I think it's like a run to the courthouse to sign the contract. So maybe the Phillies have that kind of leverage. Like, they get one. Well, Manny looks like he's going to sign there. I'll beat him to it. We'll see what happens. A little frog in my throat for some reason.
Yeah, I really do. I'm starting to think the money didn't come in from the Yankees. They're out now. Yeah. Didn't come in from the White Sox. Uh-huh. The Phillies swoop in, get one guy on a really long deal, and the other guy on like a four-year deal, and they get both.
All right, 610-632-0975. That's how you get in. Mike Misnelli Show, we're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Oh, yeah, it's 2:18. It is the Mike Misnelli Show. The 2 o'clock hour is brought to us by Ferguson the HVAC, Lyon, Conklin. Equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. This is a new location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia. It's time to start the Twitter poll. Last chance for you Twitter voters. Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. From snowblowers to generators, small engines, every part for every machine in stock when you need it. Moyer will keep you going this winter. Miss Natalie.
Short and simple, Mike. Will the Eagles win on Sunday? Over 200 votes on this early. 78% saying yes, 22% saying no.
All righty. Sounds good. You know, I think it's really interesting that the supposed Drek conference in the NFC East, has two of the four teams left in the playoffs.
Yep. Each of them won a game. Everybody was wrong.
Division of football.
Uh-huh. The North was worse, clearly. Mm-hmm. The South was worse.
Yeah. But I got a message for all you Cowboy fans. Don't even think you're beating the Rams. All right? I know you're all excited. But it's not happening. All right? By Saturday, you'll be lamenting. Now, the Eagles might not win either. They're playing a tougher team. Maybe than the Los Angeles. But the Cowboy fans are in these delusions that they're good enough to go and beat the Rams in L.A. Let's go, Greg, in San Francisco. Greg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Greg.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Greg?
Having a great day.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. So, one of the things, I think there's an X factor that's not really being accounted for. It's hard to account for, and you have to take into account I'm in San Francisco, so it's kind of a way of thought out here. You know, mm-hmm. I've grown up listening to the Philly stations since I was a little kid, and I'll tell you, this is the most positive I've ever heard Philly fans be. And now there's been a lot of times where people go to championship and, you know, oh, they're going to win. But there's really a lot of positivity. And I think Nick Foles is one of those people that can absorb that and also put it out in a way. And that positivity, it's what makes it, you see him, he's doing these things, and you're like, whoa, what's happening here? But I really believe that the positive energy that the Philly fans and Philly as a whole, because they're the most passionate fans, they're putting out the most energy, whether it's good or bad. And they're putting it out there. I really think Nick Foles is taking it in. It's like I equated to Santa Claus, where, you know, we're not going to go down there, but, yeah, you've seen the movies and things, like, oh, his sleigh can't take off unless people believe, all of a sudden people don't believe in, you know, and that's movie stuff. But I really think Nick Foles can absorb that in some way, and that's why he can elevate himself to that level.
It's amazing. He threw two interceptions last week. Nobody has any recollection of him. You know, yeah. he's rubbed off so deep with people. You know, they don't even know that he made a couple mistakes last week. Really, in the first half, didn't play that well. He's carrying the load, man. What can I tell you?
Yeah, and I'm chalking it up to the Philly fans. They put out so much energy, like I said, good or bad, and it can be absorbed by him and then put out. He can put it out to those players. I'm telling you, it's a higher level thing, and I'm giving him the advantage over Breeze. Breeze is a Hall of Fame quarterback, like you said. Stats wise, there's not even a contest. But I really think that the energy that's going into it, it's something that. Yeah, I can't explain it.
All right, Greg. Well, listen, you root them on out there in San Francisco, because people we have heard from people from all over the nation this week who are invested in this game.
And Philly Canada
have been transplanted. Canada, we hear from somebody from Canada.
Yeah.
Well, who's that?
Remember the guy? He had a lot of gripes.
Yeah, he was a downer, but
he was a griper.
Yeah, he was a happy man, but he was Canadian.
That's right. Yeah, he was from St. Catharines.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember that.
And North Carolina, that guy yesterday who got his new house.
Greg got his new house. I mean, Chuck.
Chuck.
Oh, speaking of that, that Canadian guy ended up hitting me on Twitter. Apparently, we're just on TV up there. Like, you don't have to go through a lot to get us.
Really?
It's certain some part of Canada. You just get us.
What's the deal with that, Booney? Booney, our producer, NBC Sports Philly.
I don't know if it was like wires crossed.
How are we on in Canada?
We're just on. He's like, he just turns on the TV and just gets us. No app. He just gets us on TV.
Well, it would make sense that this show is being seen in Canada since we're so hockey heavy on this program. I can see why they would open the cable networks to go up there and talk, little puckaroos. Speaking of that, the Flyers win last night.
They did.
How about that? And they're calling the goalie Hartsy. Have you noticed that?
Are they?
They're calling the goalie Hartsy. God. You can't have another Hartsy.
No, and he's so young. Can't there be?
You got to do better than Hartsy.
Yeah, let it be. Grow our gang. No nickname for now. Wait till his 21st birthday and figure something out then. He's so young. Like, don't sack him with.
Yeah,
Hartsy.
Well, Hartsy. You can't recycle.
And Cartsy was Jeff Carter.
Yeah, so you can't go.
So it's kind of you're torn.
And this is the thing. So just wait and see if something happens organic. You find out he likes chocolate milk. You figure out something else. Wait, just wait.
Is there
what
anything
I'm saying.
Wrong with calling him Carter?
No.
No,
wrong. But that's not done.
It's two syllables too.
That's true.
It's good. Pat and Ambler. Pat, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Pat.
Mikey Miller.
What's up, Pat?
What's going on, buddy?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. I tie that. Mike, let's get down to business, bud. First of all, you guys getting broadcasted in China? That's what I'm talking about. No doubt about it.
We're making Canada, baby.
That's great. But, Mike, I'm not feeling the Eagles game at all this weekend. Why? Because this is my reason. Because, one, first of all, a rookie quarterback was able to march up and down the field on you. And I can only imagine what Drew Brees, a top five quarterback of all time, is going to do with you. And that's why I'm not feeling confident at all.
Why did they march up and down the field? They scored 15 points.
Yeah, but Trubisky was moving around a little bit. I mean, don't forget, we lost off a bad kick. I mean, if we were lost that game, we would have went back to Nick Foles' two picks. But we didn't. And everyone around here is disrespecting the number one seed team. They're number one seed team for a reason. And number three, we're going to their house. They're not coming to the cold area. We're going to their building.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey,
I'm afraid we're
going to
get a woodshed.
What's going on with you?
I don't know. And you know me, Mike. I was a original Foles man myself. But I just don't feel confident.
I don't understand this. Like, I feel confident that they're going to give him a game. You don't even think they're going to give him a game.
Mike, I'm trying to. I'm just trying to look at the X's and O's. I'm trying to figure things out. But I just feel like we're going to breeze his backyard, and he's going to take us to the woodshed.
Wow. So, I don't see the woodshed. I got to be honest, Pat.
You might be right. This might be a whole different team. But, like, I just don't feel like you. Foles is going to be able to strike twice in that man's building. No way, no how.
All right.
I'm trying, Mike. I'm trying, brother. But listen, Mike, you have a great weekend.
All right,
Rob.
You too. I can't let anybody, any caller bring us down in the first hour. Maybe later in the program. And Pat from Ambler, man, he's usually rah-rah city. Eric from Long Island, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eric.
You know, Mike, on Wednesday when we spoke and I gave you all those brilliant facts of why it could be different the second time around, you mentioned the word in your monologue, skeptical. You know, let me throw something at you here. NFC one seed since 1990 are 24-4 in this round. You know, us being in 08 upsetting the Giants is one of those four teams to win on the road in this round. So, you know, the monumental task ahead of what we have on Sunday is definitely there. I expect our defense to play better, all right? Obviously, I don't expect us to give up 48. But I like what you said a little bit earlier. If things are not working, we still need to stay balanced. You realize the first time around, we only rushed the ball 10 times in that game. I understand the game got away from us. But let's not forget, we averaged 6 yards a carry in that game. I think we need to use our full complement of players, especially Josh Adams in this game as well. You know, let's not forget, this is a guy down the stretch who played well for us. He had that fumble against Houston. We've kind of got away from him, relied more on Sproles and Smallwood and short yardage. We got to get Josh more involved. I think if they use the full roster to their full capabilities, I'm in agreement with you. It's going to open up Aguilar. And don't, let's not count out Jordan Matthews making a couple of big plays in this game as well. But when push comes to shove, Mike, I do think we give them a game. I do think this is a fourth quarter game. I just see Breeze and that offense being a little too much in the end. I'll go 31-23 Saints.
31-23, huh? All right, I don't know about these calls all of a sudden. Eric, I don't think you're going to see Josh Adams.
You don't think
no,
so?
No, I don't think they're going to just throw him out there in this big a spot if they didn't use him last week.
Listen, I'm not saying they need to focal on him, but I just these 31 short yardage.
Yeah, they don't have any trust in him right now. You could tell that the coaching staff just doesn't trust him. When you're not getting any carries at all, they don't trust you at this level. Coaches like have a feel for certain players, and they're so deathly afraid that a young kid like that will make a bad mistake in a playoff game. And this team, if they make one mistake, could be the difference between winning and losing. And they can't afford to do it. So, Thomas and Broomall. Thomas, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys? Last caller, he thinks the Saints are going to win. I think it's going to be close. I mean, I think, you know, if we stay pat with the Saints in the first quarter, if we keep it close, you know, we have a shot. And I think, you know, with the Saints not playing last week, I mean, I don't know if that's going to affect the score, if they're going to come off at a little slow, even though you have Drew Brees. But, I think, you know, we faced a tougher defense last week. I think we can run the ball a lot, on Sunday.
What makes you think you can run the ball a lot? They're second in the league against the run.
I don't see them being a stronger defensive line than we have. I mean,
they're second in the league against the run.
Yeah. I don't know.
You got to swim around that for me, Thomas. I just put a big stone in the lake. You got to swim around that.
To be honest with you, I watch football and I don't know anybody on the Saints defense that I can just pop a name into my head.
Okay, let's see. You're not doing enough study then. You're shortchanging them because they're pretty good against the run, bro.
Yeah, and I know. I mean,
you got to do your homework, Tom.
I gotcha. And then another thing is, too, it doesn't have anything to do with the game, but the secondary that we have in place now, they have experience. Next year, do you see them just going back to the practice squad, the Bosby and the LeBlanc?
Yeah, yes.
All them?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right. I think that they caught lightning in a bottle. I don't think they're their starting players.
I already have Super Bowl off. I already called work and said, hey, I'm not coming in.
What do you do for work, Thomas? I'm curious. What do you do for work?
I'm in retail in Broomall.
Retail?
Okay. Retail, yeah. It's okay, but I'm trying to get up in the world, though.
Good for you, man. At least you got the day off. A lot of people have actually emailed me and said, how old is Thomas from Broomall? He sounds very young. Thomas is a frequent caller to the program.
Yes.
He's a daily caller.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and I thought he was pretty young, too. Yeah. He might be a younger fella.
Yeah, he's over 18, though. Is That's he? All that matters.
We know that for a fact.
Well, he has to be legally, right?
I'll tell you what. We asked if he was over 18. He said he was.
He's in retail. Now, that cuts a wide swath.
I put him in his 20s.
I put him, yeah.
20s?
Yeah.
My guess
22?
Yep. I'm going to guess he's in some sort of trade school. and he does that to pay the bills, and then he's going to end up an electrician.
So he's working at a
mechanic,
some kind of mini mall of some sort.
Probably.
Macy's.
Department store.
Yeah, that's my guess. That's what I think. He's going to some sort of trade school.
Okay. All right, Dave in Holmesburg, another daily caller. Dave, what's up, man? Can you get enough of us? What the hell's going on with you? That's unbelievable.
What?
You're a daily caller to us.
I know. I was a cranky Dave yesterday.
Yeah, I know. You were very cranky.
I know, because you know what, Mike? You affected that Twitter poll directly by what you did yesterday.
I did.
Anyway, yeah, you did.
I don't think so.
I know. Yes, you did.
I don't think so.
Listen, you went out and made a filet mignon and pounded stuff after the Bears won that game. You didn't know what to do. And they're going to come on this show.
I pounded pork.
Pork,
yeah,
whatever
filet
you made
mignon.
It.
Alan pounded filet mignon.
Then you're going to come and say you ain't going to be devastated after if the Eagles lose. You know what? That was okay to say that because I am going to be devastated for a day or two.
No, it's a different day. I think I will be devastated now.
Me too. And then I'm going to say after that that you know we did a lot better than I thought we would do.
Yeah.
But anyway, listen, I got a great feeling about this game. I already gave you my score, and the last team, in my opinion, that has the ball wins the game.
Okay.
I still see Elliott's so ball going over that post.
It's going to be that close.
34-31.
You think Jakey wins the game?
34-31. I told you that earlier this week, Mike, and I'm calm today. I did what you told me. I gave my dog the green tea, and I ate a treat. But let me ask you one thing more.
Yes.
When that clonk went off the goalpost at the Bears game, did you see the bear underneath the goalpost?
Yeah, he fell. He had a mask on.
Listen,
kind of slumped
over and let's go Eagles.
All right, Dave, you got it, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, man. I was at my local meat store before I came in, the farmer's market.
Well, what'd you get?
How'd it go?
I got some short ribs.
Oh.
For tonight?
No.
For
the
Sunday?
Weekend. I'm not really sure. Probably Sunday.
Yeah.
Right, because the short ribs, you got to kind of cook slow for
slow,
3 hours.
Yeah, put them in the slow cooker. Those will be great.
Put them in the oven. Okay. Little Cabernet wine sauce.
Mm. Oh, that's nice. Mm. That's nice. You're supposed to get a little snow.
Yeah. That's perfect. You know, you just shut in, wait for the ball game.
Yeah,
prepare the short ribs, put them in the oven. That smell wafts through the house. I kill the cigar for a couple hours, but then I open the windows, get the cigar out, and then it comes back.
How was Shima last night?
Shima was a little upset.
Oh. Was he still out there torturing her?
The dog was out last night. Yeah, and the Sheen was not happy about it.
It's not fair.
No. What are you going to do? Let's go to Kevin in Delaware. Kevin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Kev?
Hey, I just want to thank you for bringing up Eli Apple. I was trying to think of a weak point on the Saints defense.
He's a weak point. He's a local kid. It's a shame.
Yeah.
He's also been tainted by the fact he went to Ohio State, so I have absolutely no sympathy for him.
Yeah, man. we have to go at this guy. You know, we have to go at this guy.
Mm-hmm. He stinks.
Because I think he's terrible. I remember playing with the Giants.
Yeah, he was terrible with the Giants. And he was a high draft pick.
Yeah, man. And I don't think he can hold any of our receivers. That's a weak spot. And
they got to get the ball long. You heard the stats I cited early in the show, right?
Yeah,
and they struggle against downfield passes. They're amongst the worst in the league.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that, but there you go.
Yeah, man. I forgot all about the Saints picked him up, and he's starting. Are you kidding me?
He's starting. Listen, he's helped them slightly. The statistics show that they've been less susceptible to long pass since he arrived, but they're still terrible against it.
Well, I think that the Saints have been winning, and so he's been kind of hiding.
Yeah, we'll see. Listen, I hope they can get somebody down the field. That's the only thing about the Eagles. Can they consistently get guys down the field? They haven't been. They've been able to spring Aguilar a few times, but not consistently. They've got guys that can go down the field.
Well, they got to export this game, Mike.
I hear you.
All right, Mike. Thanks, bye.
All right, man. You got it. Let's go, Brent, Texas. Oh, yeah. What's going on in Texas, Brent? Well, Brent. Brent's got to be a Philly fan displaced in Texas, but we lost his line. So they go to Howie. Howie's calling from where?
Where are you? New Orleans.
You're calling from New Orleans.
I am.
All right, what's going on down there? Are you a Saints fan?
No, I'm an Eagles fan.
You're an Eagle fan who's been transplanted in New Orleans, or are you down there for the game?
Transplant. I work for the Coast Guard, so I'm stationed down here.
All right, cool.
So, I can tell. I mean, I've been down here a while, and I've been watching a few of the Saints games. And, you know, the one thing I will counter about the run defense, I think what you have to remember about them is, you know, they got up on teams so big in a lot of these games that teams just got away from the run because, I mean, just like the Eagles game, I was actually at that game. And I went down there and I stayed to the very end. But, you know, I think really for us, and I feel the same way about the first time around, you know, we got to control the time of possession. You know, keep their offense off the field, you know, and it doesn't have to be run up the middle, you know, for 2 yards and bang it up, but screens to Sproles, things like that. Suck that defense in, and then, like you said, go deep with the ball. You know, throw the, you know, take the top off of it. And
I think you're
going
to have to see that, and I think they're going to have to do it early.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I can tell you this. The fans down here, you know, they were very confident and cocky, but as the days have worn on, you know, this Nick Foles thing has them, you know, they're very into the voodoo and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So they're all about, like, the magic and all that. They're worried.
See that? Concerned. Yeah, of all fan bases to be worried, it'd be those who would understand the metaphysical.
Yeah,
I love
it. Man.
Hey, let me ask you, Brent, as a member of the Coast Guard, do you patrol the waters?
I used to. I became an officer, and then really a lot of what I do is port management. So
when you were, here's the question: when you were patrolling the waters, how do you decide to roust a boat for suspected contraband?
To tell you the truth, a lot of it is just depends on, you know, I guess right place, right time, if you want to call it that, for people.
Right place, right time.
Yeah.
Chapo was trying to move some stuff. Like, do you spring into action? Like, how do you figure that out?
We have, you know, there's obviously intelligence. So a lot of that good communication and intelligence and working with our partners, different agencies and countries. And then it's a lot of it strategic.
Yeah.
You know?
Is there a certain tip off? Like, you look at a boat and you see something unusual. What would that be?
Why, Mike? You in trouble? Or
I'm fascinated by it because, you know, while you're watching Narcos and smuggling and all this kind of thing, if I'm a Coast Guard patrolling the waters down there, I guess I got to look for something. I know you have intelligence, but I wonder if there's anything that tips it off. And you go, that looks bad.
Well, yeah, I would say, you know, just things that don't look right. So if you get like a big, nice boat in the yacht, you got a bunch of fishing poles and things out there. You know what I mean? That doesn't look normal.
Okay.
You got a big, you know, kind of things that look out of place. I would say that.
I got
you. Out of the ordinary.
I love it. Thanks for the information. I appreciate that. I'm fascinated by that kind of stuff. Coast Guard. Like, how do you know who to roust? Right? You see a big party yacht. You know there's blow on it. Seriously. You got a big party yacht. You got some ladies in bikinis on the deck. You know, a couple guys with skipper hats.
I mean, maybe they're looking for bigger fish to fry.
That's what I'm saying. They're not looking for the little bag in the mirror. They're looking for
like the Donnie Brasco hit, like the big yacht with Sam Giancana.
Yeah, but a lot of those yachts don't have the weight that they're looking to make a big bust.
Yeah.
So it's not a yacht.
You got several kilos on a yacht, Holmes.
You could, but not
right in the fish cabinet.
What yachts have you been on?
Right. Now, how many people are on that yacht? You got to deal with security. If you got 25 people, you got to secure all the people and get them off the boat.
Yeah,
it's not those parties. I think you're pretty safe on those parties. Not that I've ever been to one. It'd be nice if someone would invite me, though.
You might see Carlos later, you know, with the wheel. 610-632-0975. Mike Misnelli shows on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So we had him in the 20s.
Yeah. He's at the CVS.
Oh, okay.
Right. In Delco.
Oh, so right by Villanova.
Like he's 27.
Yeah. He's right by Villanova's campus.
No, that's CVS. Exactly.
He works at the Nova CVS.
There's got to be 10 CVSs in Delaware County scattered throughout.
All right, well.
I don't know if any of them are close to Villanova.
Nova don't go there. Oh,
they have their own pharmacy.
Yeah, their own pharmacy. Mm-hmm. Villanova Pharmacy.
Yeah, this is Villanova Pharmacy. Yeah. Yeah. They just paid the $63 million renovation on campus. Their own pharmacy. All right, let's go back to the phones. Brent is calling. We got Brent from Texas back. Brent, you're on 97.5 tonight. Brent.
Yo, what's going on, Mike?
What's up, Brent?
Two easy questions for you. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
What happened when the Eagles played the Saints regular season?
I don't remember. What happened?
They lost. They got blown out. What happens when the Cowboys played the Saints regular season?
Cowboys beat them.
There you go. So who do you think's going to win on Sunday? The Saints.
No, I seriously, dude.
He called in for and called back. Waited on hold. Failed.
A cowboy fan calling from Texas.
Was that a joke?
No, he's a cowboy fan calling from Texas. So, see, they're all insecure. This is the thing I'm saying. These Dallas Cowboy fans that are trying to put the Eagles down. It's none of your business what the Eagles do. But you're spooked because you know you're going to lose, and the Eagles may win. It's the only reason.
You notice he didn't say anything about what they're going to do against the Rams.
Well, that's what I mean. They know that they're going to lose, so they have to now, to make themselves feel better, they have to trot on Eagles fans' feelings.
I was waiting for the punchline.
There is no punchline. That's insecurity at its best right there.
Did you know I blocked my own cousin on Facebook?
You did?
Yeah, because he's a Cowboys fan.
I knew this.
He's a Cowboys fan. He's my,
and you blocked him on Facebook?
Yeah, my dad's brother's son. So first cousins. And,
is that the dude I met?
No. He's Eagles all the way. You don't worry about Hakeem. He's solid. He's solid as a rock.
He's the man.
This guy's shaky. So he thought it was funny to tag me in a post. And I warned him. I said, listen, untag me, delete this post, or I'm going to block you. And he thought it was a joke. Oh, we're still family. I go, we'll still be family, but I'm going to block you on Facebook. And he didn't untag me. He didn't delete it. I blocked him and have not unblocked him. I saw him on Christmas, and he was like, you're going to unblock me? I said, no, you're done. You're a Cowboys fan. I'm done. My own cousin, you're out. I don't deal with Cowboys fans.
You got a
not
traitor
local.
In the family? My God.
And the worst part, he's a twin, right? His twin brother's a 49ers fan.
Why?
Happened to that side of family, man?
I don't know. But
your uncle got to take charge of that situation now, like, they're, long ago.
Now, they're one of three. They have a sister. She's an Eagles fan. So we and her are good. Solid. Mm-hmm. Vanessa and I, solid. But Andre and Anthony, the two twins.
Seems like they were craving attention that they didn't get.
Well, they were
reading that right?
They got all the attention. They
I know
twins.
They're twins.
That's all everybody. They I don't know what their problem is, but I.
Got too much attention.
Yeah.
Is
they're
it a violation?
Spoiled because there's
though,
two of them.
That he's still blocked. Is it a violation? Because I think it was the proper thing to
do. No, I think you should. Remove him from the family, frankly. I wouldn't talk to him ever again. I'm probably about blocking him again. You know how Italians are.
Oh, yeah.
I don't block people on Facebook.
Yeah, just that's it.
But James in Allentown. James, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. James.
Hey, Mike, how are you today?
What's up, James?
Not much. Listen, I got to tell you something. You're all over the map today. Your show is great. I can't believe you're big in Canada. It's just blowing my mind. How
about that? We're huge in Canada. It's
yeah, I can't believe it.
It's my hockey acumen, James. It's no mystery.
Yeah. Your intro was great. I was calling about something else, but I want to comment. I like all four road teams this week. I like the Colts and the Chargers. I like the Cowboys and the Eagles. That's weird. I mean, I don't think that's ever happened. It's got a shot this week. What do you think?
No.
All right.
Why do you think the Colts will beat the Chiefs there? That's really a tough
thing. They just do. They're doing. The Colts, they got luck. He's good. I saw them play last week. They were good.
Yeah.
The Chargers, I like against the
I like that Brady game. Brady. I like the Chargers. Brady. I've been saying that all week, Chargers. I think the Cowboys have no chance in that game.
That's interesting, but their day is excellent.
The Chiefs and Rams are solid picks to win.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll find out on Monday.
Yes, we will.
Anyway, I call about rules, if you'll let me do my rant, and I'll hang up, and you can laugh at me. Usually do. Rules in life. I'm 60 years old almost. Uh-huh. I follow rules. Everyone does. The Eagles have a certain situation this year where they can't do something because of rules. But they actually could if they really wanted to. You talk about bringing in the two baseball players, Harper, and I can't think of the other guy's
Machado.
Machado, thank you. Eagles could do it if they wanted to re-sign Foles as the highest-paid backup ever and keep Wentz, franchise him, whatever you got to do if he's up. I don't know if his contract's up. They could do it. And you know what? Where would we be without Foles this year? Because Wentz gets hurt every year.
You can't do it.
Well, you got to break the rules, Mike. Well, I'll give you another example.
No, you just can't do it financially. It's just not feasible.
Figure that out. You got to figure it out. I'm not disagreeing with you. Another example is this kid from OU, the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of my grandfather. I'm older. I watched Tom Dempsey kick at the vet. But he was an old Athletics fan. Now, they signed this kid.
Yeah.
And now he's decided to play football.
No, he hasn't decided to play football.
Well, he's kind of leaning towards the draft. Why can't he play both?
He's making himself available to the draft.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he can play both.
Why can't he? That's a rule.
He can.
That's good. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, he can play. Other people have attempted. You would have to have permission to the football team because the seasons cross over. I don't know if a football team would be okay with that. But I'll save the kid all the aggravation. He's 5'9". You're going to get crushed in the NFL. You're the eighth pick in baseball. Play baseball. It's a little more boring. I get it. You'll be fine. Just play baseball. Scott Bluebell, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Scott.
Good afternoon, guys. I just want to start by saying that not only are you guys the most entertaining, but you're the most objective show in town. That's why I like listening to you.
I'm wearing an Eagle hat today. I'm wearing a Doug Peterson visor today.
From top to bottom.
All right,
I'm home with my 11-month-old today. He's sick, and I get to watch you guys on TV, so it's a pleasure.
I appreciate that, Scott.
I have an Eagles point, and then I want to get your opinion on something. But before that, I think much like everybody else, I've been watching The Sopranos. Tell me one of the best lines in the show is when Tony gets back from the hospital, Father Intintola says, "Hey, we should pray later, you know, when you're free." And he goes, "Yeah, sure. I mean, you're sleeping over, aren't you?"
Yeah. He knew something was going on with that Intintola and Carmella.
Yeah.
He sensed it.
My Eagles point, I think this comes down to three players, really, and I think it's them playing above what they're capable of. I think it's Jason Peters, Nick Foles, and Malcolm Jenkins. Because Jason Peters, this could be one of his last hurrahs, right? And he already said, same thing's not going to happen. Nick Foles is not only playing for this year, he's playing for his legacy and next year. And how great would it be for Malcolm Jenkins to go in and beat his old team?
Yeah, I don't look at this as much as other people at my old team type of situation because it's, you know, these players are mercenary now. So it's not, you know, I don't think that's a factor. The Sopranos day was yesterday, but I noticed that they had a couple of priests in that show, which confused me. Because the Intintola guy was there for almost the whole time, and all of a sudden, like, this African priest came in. Remember, he was counseling her.
Yeah. Huh.
And then later, it was the guy with the St. Alzire's Day, that had the statue, the parade.
Yeah, okay.
And then it was another priest trying to shake Paulie down for $50,000. What happened to Intintola? Like, they never said anything. Like, would he get transferred out?
That's the one flaw with the show. There was tons of loose ends on The Sopranos. Like, if you go back, what happened to this? And what happened? Yeah, and it was one of the loose ends.
Dare that Intintola play Carmella against Rosalia Priel?
Look at that.
For the affections.
Damn priests.
One's making a baked ziti one night. The other's making a lasagna the other night. My man's just collected. All right, 3 o'clock hours ahead. Mike Misnelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.